Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Interesting. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to do research on that because that's interesting debate.
Well, I'll just tell you this. One of the things they say, they also say is, I think Uranus is like a higher octave of Mercury.
I've heard that in Alice Bailey's Esoteric Astrology.
I forgot. Neptune's like a higher octave of Jupiter, maybe? Because actually Jupiter rules Pisces and Sagittarius.
Yeah.
So if Neptune is a hot higher octave, you know, than Jupiter, maybe. Because they all kind of deal with Pisces and Jupiter, Sagittarius kind of deal with the same type of stuff.
Yeah. I got to do my research on that. That's an interesting point that you just brought up.
Speaking of research, I know you like, one of the things you like to research is transits.
Yes, I'm the weather lady. Yeah, of course. We're actually celebrating a new moon today on Earth Day.
It's today?
Of course. Wait. Yeah. Let me tell you exactly at 10:25 in the Eastern Hemisphere today will be a new moon in Taurus exact with the moon. With the sun at 3 degrees and 24 minutes. So it's a good time to start something new and concrete and solid and orderly. And basically, it's a good time to tend to the earth in us, the grounding.
You said the new moon is happening in Taurus?
Yes.
So
with fixed earth. Stubborn fixed earth.
So as far as the listeners out there, how does that pertain to them?
Oh, in terms of like their chart?
Yes.
Well, I guess it just depends on where Taurus is placed in their chart. You know, every 12 signs fall on 12 different areas of the chart.
So are you saying this new moon may affect people in different areas?
Absolutely. And for that, they should go get a reading with you. Or with me.
Hey, you do readings yourself, don't you?
Yes. but essentially, yeah, it's a good thing to kind of get your birth chart read so that you know that, because this happens every year. So the beautiful thing about astrology, which I know you can agree on, is that it teaches us to appreciate and understand cycles again. That's how humans back in the caveman eras were kind of going by with life. Like they understood that there were cycles, and so everything is in cyclical motion. So every year around Taurus season, which is end of April to mid-May, there will always be a new moon in Taurus. So it will always hit you in the same place in your chart. The circumstances might change. I mean, like the event might be different, but the theme around it is usually always the same.
So the theme of a new moon, and a new moon actually means when the sun and the moon are actually in the same place in the sky.
Yeah, they're like right on top of each other. So there's even more emphasis.
And in astrological terms, we would call that what?
A conjunction.
And so when the sun and the moon are conjunct, that could mean and symbolize like a, what did you say?
Repeat that again?
When the sun and the moon come together like that, that can symbolize what type of energy?
it's basically kind of like a. It's the female and the male together, like the masculine and the feminine energy together.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a, think of it as a kind of, you know, you're starting anew. You just planted the seed in the ground, you know, like it's a dark night, so that seed kind of has to like grow, and it's not necessarily, it's not like a full moon. Like a full moon is like, you know, there's a lot of light, so you understand a lot of things. A new moon is more so like there's no light, so you're not seeing anything. Everything is dark and sort of like brewing and coming to just sort of like being born. So we go inward.
Inward.
Huh?
You say go inward?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I would see this in a chart,
mm-hmm.
someone's chart, I probably would tell them it's not hard for someone to tell how you're feeling. You probably wear your emotions on your sleeve.
Yes, yes.
And so with that, you look at it, it kind of be a merger of the soul and the emotional body.
Yes, or also, from what I've learned as well, it could be that somebody could not be like in touch with their feelings, or rather like they run away from the feelings. And so every time there's a new moon, the way that person experiences that, it's almost like they have, like they know that they're feeling something, but they don't necessarily want to look at it. Like they don't necessarily want to pay attention to that. Does that make sense?
Yes. During a new moon, things may come up in that we are having a new moon in Taurus. So if you look at Taurus in your chart, find Taurus, something in that area may pop up, something new that you may have to merge your ego and your emotional body about that. So with me, myself, it falls in my 12th house. So with this new moon in my 12th house, I guess my ego and my emotions needs to come together with the 12th house type issues.
With loss or sacrifice or having to stay stuck at home because you can't go to work because of the quarantine?
Yes. Yes. I also... be honest with you, you know how I began the show with, I haven't done a show in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I went into the 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago, I had one thought about astrology.
And now?
And now I'm coming out with a whole new perspective.
More solid foundation.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like Taurus.
Yes. Yes.
Taurus is solid. It's a solid sign.
Yes.
Reliable.
Yeah. So, and for you, with you being a Aries rising, I guess that would be falling somewhere in your second house. So you having to come to a come to Jesus moment with your values and your security, I guess.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, today I actually had a conversation earlier today with someone that I hadn't spoken to in a very long time, and prior to this conversation, I feel that perhaps the conversation occurred today, maybe the way that it did, simply because today was a day where I had finally arrived at a place in my life where my value system was like super in line with what I was feeling. Right. And so I was confronted with this conversation with this person that I hadn't talked to in many, many, many years. So it was like, and it was somebody that had a lot to do with like my eighth house. So it was like opposite.
Yeah. The eighth house is opposite your Second house.
An old, a very old, like, intimate bond.
Scorpio.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Funny how we're talking about yin and yang, right?
Sun in the eighth. Not necessarily in Scorpio, but sun in the eighth.
Yeah.
But still, it was interesting because I never really thought that would happen. I mean, the way that it happened, I was actually amazed with myself. I did such a good job. Like, I handled it so well. I was so, like, easy and solid. Like, I wasn't falling apart. Whereas, I guess, in other instances in my life, had this conversation occurred, I might have fallen apart. But today I was solid, like as a rock. It was like perfect.
As in new beginning?
Yes. Yes.
Bang, bang.
Damn, Paul. That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, is there anything other you want to add before I wrap up this episode?
I guess I want to point out that we are again at the beginning of this month. It was April 4th, 2020. So it was 4-4 and then 2 plus 2 equals 4. So it was a 4-4-4 day. And today, if you look at the numerology again, we're on April, which is 4, 22nd, which is 2 plus 2 is 4. And 2020 again brings us to 4. So we're again at a 4-4-4 day. So it's a solid foundation day.
Well, I guess this was a solid enough show.
Yeah, absolutely.
To go on. So let me go ahead and do this real quick.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.